Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
And the Sabres head coach is joining us on the West Her Hotline. They're going to hop on a plane and fly to St. Louis to pick up their schedule tomorrow night against the Blues. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning and belated Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you both and to your listeners.
There's some bookkeeping that we want to take care of right off the bat. Jake McCabe with an upper body injury, but it sounded, right, from what you said, pretty optimistic. It's a very short-term issue and he could be back this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, Jake is day-to-day. We expect him back in practice when we return from St. Louis.
You call up Lawrence Pilot. Will he play tomorrow night?
Lawrence Pilot's an interesting player for us, and we haven't made that call yet. We're happy to have him back here in our midst. He, you know, coming off an injury from last season, he wasn't able to be a part of our training camp, but it was excellent that he spent the time with us in Sweden, so we got to know him well there, even though he didn't get to play. He was really a good kid to have around and for us to feel his strength and his future. And now we have him here again off the injury to McCabe, just a look-see, but we'll make that call tomorrow.
Ralph, just a look for injury purposes, or is it about time organizationally that you guys are starting to think maybe he should be up here for a little longer? I mean, an AHL All-Star leading the AHL in points among defensemen. You know, I think a lot of people are wondering, maybe Lawrence included, when his time is. Is it still a numbers game, or is this a time where maybe he will be up here for an extended period?
You know, at this time of year, we just go day to day. He's here now, and he's a part of the group and has every opportunity to push himself into the lineup. And again, it'll depend on how quickly Jake gets back to speed and that we remain healthy in our D corps. So, for now, it's getting to know him even better. I can only say that he has an exciting future for sure. We like the way he moves and the way he thinks the game. And, he's definitely in the mix. And another player that increases the competition here, which we like, the internal competition is definitely healthy for all the defensemen.
What the reports that you might have been getting from Rochester about Lawrence Pilot, or whether you're more comfortable talking about what you saw from him in Sweden, what can you tell us more about your thoughts on Pilot?
Well, how it goes is that we are permanently in contact on multiple levels with Rochester, and the reports on him are outstanding, that he's really taken another level since returning from the injury, and that he's getting really comfortable in his game, and he's fully back up to speed. So that's clear that we have permanent contact there on a daily basis on any potential candidates. And yes, Sweden left its mark, of course. He's an outstanding character and just brings a good spirit into the day-to-day. But of course, above all, he's a good hockey player. So we look forward to that next level of Lawrence Pilot.
With Michael Frolik, what's the latest on his paperwork? Will he be at practice today?
Yeah, so Michael's coming in today and got in actually last night. So we're pleased that all was taken care of and we can start working with him.
What do you envision as his role on your team?
Well, there's the off-ice component that we're always interested in, and that's the person that he is, the experience that he brings with for, the phase of evolution that we're in right now. He's going to be a good voice in and around the room, but, he is a very experienced two-way player. He's been known for his penalty killing. He's experienced a Stanley Cup, which means you're not only a penalty killer, you're also able to make a play, which he's very clearly able to do. He can play, you know, up and down the lineup depending on the need of the group. But, you know, we're just going to take it a day at a time and let him, like all the other players, show us what he's capable of, and then his role will grow and develop out of that. But above all, I mean, you're going to see a stabilizing factor in the way he plays, but at the same time, he can add to the offense. So it'll be, you know, we're excited to have him in here. He's a good athlete, and definitely give us some help and some depth in our roster.
In terms of what he specifically could add to the offense, Ralph, what is his game about? Is it a guy who brings in, you know, some forecheck? Is it finish? Is it what are some of the aspects you think that Sabre fans will see from Frolik?
Well, you never know exactly how a player is going to play within the structure of a group. So some people, it suits their abilities, and some don't find their game, and that's the reality of playing in different structures. We're really confident that he'll fit into ours. That he will he'll be somebody that can support a top line in so far as defending properly, but also, you know, just making those plays, keep the puck moving and keep the speed of the puck alive, as we want to do here in our game. We want to be a quick team defensively, but we want to explode and be powerful as a group of five offensively. And Michael's the kind of guy that can really augment a group and help to facilitate that kind of connection between the players in both directions. And we need this type of leadership right now. It's a great addition into our roster.
We're with Ralph Krueger on our Wester Hotline. Sabres back in action tomorrow night in St. Louis. You lose Jeff Skinner, so you got to try and figure out how to make up for that. Then you lose Victor Olofsson. So in terms of trying to make up for the loss of offense there, who do you turn to, or how do you go about making up for two guys like that being out of the lineup for a few weeks?
Well, what's important with injuries, the way it works in our coaches' room is their names are put aside, and it's not that we don't care about them. They're handed over to the medical department, and we have an amazing staff here in rehab, and our medical care is strong. So these players are well taken care of, and we concentrate on the players that are on what we have on our board here, the left side of the roster, the ones that are healthy, the ones that are able to go. And we will always get up in the morning here and put the best possible roster together. And, you know, there's clearly a different mix now. It alters the way we execute on the power play. It alters the way the lines will work together. But, you know, it's part of the long season of the National Hockey League. Every team has to deal with that. And, you know, you need to score a little more by committee. We need more depth scoring with Olofsson and Skinner out. Those are some big numbers that disappear, but the others need to step up, and we've challenged them to do that. And, you know, they did a good job here, especially the last couple of games, and we got to continue to build on that.
With the number one power play, Ralph, what's the thought process, or what do you take into account when you try and figure out, with Olofsson out, do I want to put another forward out there? Would I rather just have two defensemen? If you go two defensemen, do I put Ristolainen in front? How do you try and figure out what is the best thing, best course of action?
Well, we always have both of those options available to us, depending on when this power play falls during the game and how the opposition are killing. You know, the 2D option with Ristolainen in front of the net is very attractive at the moment, but we can also go with four forwards who attack with Dahlin up top. But it's part of also mixing it up sometimes, so the opposition isn't as well prepared at neutralizing your weapons. And you know, with Victor out, we've lost a strong one in there, but Johansson is got a strong shot off the backside. Connor Sheary's shown some strong power play traits of late, and you know, we're gonna be mixing and matching to keep trying to find the combination that works. You know, but even within games, we will make adjustments if we feel they'll help us. But it's usually a group of six or seven guys that'll be, you know, working on your main power play.
Well, wrapping up with Ralph Krueger here. So listen, your team had a little break, you know, before your game against St. Louis tomorrow night. We were just in the last hour talking with Paul Hamilton about it's almost like maybe a little bit like coming off a bye. What do you expect? Is it, do you look at it and go, okay, the guys are going to be fresh, they got a nice break, or is there a rust factor sometimes when you're off that long?
Yeah, I don't see a rust factor, but you're making a good point, because we had such an intense period after Sweden with the 21 games, and in 39 days. And after the Christmas break, I thought we came out and played well against Boston and Tampa, but we just didn't get the points. So everybody was disappointed with that. And I'm pleased with the way the group stepped up here against Edmonton and Florida to get the wins. And I believe that momentum is going to go with us to St. Louis. I would probably lean more to the freshness that you're speaking about. I don't see any rust. I think we needed these few days, and important will be the start. We need to get a good start tomorrow, get right back in where we left off against Florida, into the habits that make us strong, and I'm optimistic we'll have a lot of energy for the game in St. Louis tomorrow. Playing a Stanley Cup champion at home is always, a real fun challenge, and you know, so far this group has looked those kind of challenges in the eyes. So it's probably the perfect opponent to have coming at you off of a break. There's no time to slide into this one. We need to be good right off the hop.
Last thing I want to ask you about is the Eichel line, you know, with Olofsson out. What kind of player, you tried Asplund the other day, so it's kind of a two-part question. What kind of player do you think is the right fit with Eichel and Reinhart? And then what did you think of Asplund when you had him out there the other game?
Well, there's always a lot of pressure on a young player going into a slot like that, but we thought he did a really good job. There's always a need to be able to play together with Sam and Jack without the puck, and we're excited about the way Asplund is coming along defensively and offensively. He's able to add and augment anybody he plays with. So we were pleased with his first game there. And we're actually just after this call going to cement the lines that we're going to go into practice with today. And Aspie's got he is somebody that we are really pleased with, and just trying to move him along slowly that he doesn't feel too much pressure in that role, but he looked to handle it quite well. And I think he's got a good shot at it for tomorrow.
All right, we'll let you go get to work and set the lines. Thanks as always for your time with us, and good luck tomorrow night against the Blues.
Yeah, thanks to everybody, and let's make 2020 a good year.
Appreciate your time, Ralph. Have a good day.
Thanks. Okay, enjoy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.